You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Presented by Porsche. Introducing the new Porsche 911. A recurring dream turned recurring reality. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Tesla turns a profit and builds a Chinese factory very fast. Good news out of the Gigafactory. Tesla is back in black. On Wednesday, the electric car maker announced a positive net profit in its quarterly report, the first record of earning for the company since the end of 2018. What's more is that Tesla says it has finished building its Shanghai Gigafactory, which took a head-spinning 168 working days to construct. The Shanghai arm will ultimately produce 150,000 cars in a year, thanks to the site's massive stamping machines and paint shop. A healthcare algorithm offered less care to black patients. New research reveals that the algorithm-ruled software providing care for tens of millions of people privileges white patients over black patients. Records from a major U.S. hospital revealed that the algorithm, when used effectively, lets whites cut in line for programs for chronic conditions such as diabetes or kidney problems. This segregation also applied to access to certain nursing teams and hospital visits. The paper, published Thursday in Science, does not reveal the company behind the algorithm. Joker stares and the problem with meme tourism. Everyone's doing it. Fans of Joker are flocking to the infamous set of stairs, now dubbed the Joker Stairs, in the Bronx, where Joaquin Phoenix's titular character flails, dances, in one scene. Bronx residents, including U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and late-night comedy duo Desus and Mero, are not so happy about it. Joker wannabes are flooding the area, barely getting out of their Ubers to take a picture and abruptly leave. As staff writer Emma Gray Ellis reports, quote, "Memes are always out of context, a snapshot of a moment in time designed to be remixed and reappropriated and mutated by participants in internet culture around the globe. That gets messy when people start putting the meme back into context by, say, reenacting it in the same location." End quote. And now for today's fast fact. 2.8 billion. That's how much Avengers Endgame raked in ticket sales. The film currently holds the record for the highest international box office total ever. Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker outperformed all other Star Wars films in first-day pre-sales, but came in shy of beating Avengers. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.